time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
Sundays are days when men plop their behinds on the couch for hours and watch other men exert themselves on the gridiron. But no, not you. You're driving to Bed Bath & Beyond.
First and 10 with a new bath mat.
What happened to you, Mr. Shopping with a Wife on Football Sunday? How could you possibly let swearing about a game-changing holding penalty become holding her purse at the fashion bug?
15 yards for being a schmuck.
Sir, are you really that pee-whipped?
And P doesn't stand for punt. Yeah.
So the next time you're depressed because your team lost the game on a missed field goal, think of the poor guy who missed the game altogether, subjected to hours of cute shoes and matching handbags. Mr. Shopping with a Wife on Football Sunday, a real American hero.
Mr. Shopping with a Wife on Football Sunday.
This throwback jersey doesn't make me look fat, does it?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. Today is November 11th. Thank you for joining us. We've got a great show today. Kara is here and all her might, and we also have a couple great guests we're going to bring in a minute, so we'll get there. How you doing, Kara?
I'm doing good. Rolled out of bed like normal, and yesterday's
clothes. It
looks
like it, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Yesterday's clothes, and I went out and saw a band play that's doing some recording of mine, so I went to see them. It was. I show up, and it's an 18 and older over place, and I'm like, I instantly felt ancient. I'm like, you kidding me? Like 18 years. And they're like, they're all like lined up against the side of the thing. They got their little wristbands on. They're ready to rock out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're a band and you do a show for like the younger crowd, they will come out. They will come out. I mean, but when you hit like in your 20s and stuff, it's like trying to get your 10 friends to come see you do your band. It's like pulling teeth. But that 18-year-old, they're like ready to rebel.
Yeah. So you are ancient at this point. It's all relative, you see.
It is relative, but I felt ancient like around these like 18-year-olds. I mean, some of them are in their 30s and 20s, but I mean, most of them were like 18-year-olds like
really?
Rocking
so
out.
So what did that feel like?
I don't know. I start to feel a sense of like I feel a little bit like, you know, you need to respect your elders.
Yeah, I suppose.
I start kind of getting like, hey, watch out. Hey. Like the other day I was walking and I was talking on the phone to a friend of mine, and I got trapped in like an elementary school, not elementary, like middle school. They had just let out. So all the kids were flooding the sidewalks. And I'm like, okay, trying to walk. And I'm walking. Mm-hmm. And at one point I'm on the phone with my friend. I said, hey guys, there's an adult here. I need you to move out of the way. There's an adult. I need you to move out of the way. And she's dying laughing on the phone. But I was like, man, I'm sounding old.
Yes, you are old.
I'm not old. I'm in my 20s. Shut up. But anyway.
I'm glad you're feeling a little bit of that, too. I've had enough
of
feeling
I've been
old.
Calling you old for a while, haven't
yeah,
I?
Thank yeah. you very much. Now, you see, it's all relative.
I'm in
so
my 20s.
Relax.
So, anyway,
yes,
forever
21.
That's my motto. Forever 21.
Yeah. So, listen, I just wanted to bring up before we bring the guests in. Did you hear that they're going to put, like, stronger labels on cigarettes now? They want to put, like, pictures of cancer victims and... like they put pictures of babies and dead people and shit right on the packs. Can you imagine someone
I
with a blowhole?
No, listen. Here's what I feel like. I mean, if you're in areas that they have yet to have any education on the effects of smoking tobacco, okay, maybe you need to use your picture book. But the reality is I think that some of these companies, it's like there's a thing called choice, people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's gonna smoke it, they're gonna smoke it. At what point do you go, you know what? They know what's going on. We've done what we can do. We're gonna be passionate about it. And that's great because I appreciate them wanting to educate people. But then there's a point where you go, there's a thing called choice, and guess what? Let people choose what they're gonna do. You're gonna have like a dangled baby abortion on one of the cigarettes. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Well, remember, you know, a lot of people here in this country feel like they can tell you what you can and can't do, and this is where it comes from, you know? People that don't like cigarettes, obviously.
Well, and I mean, I think that some of the campaigns have been great. I think some of their commercials of people falling down on the street, and this is how many people die every whatever minutes of tobacco. It's like, hey, I think that's pretty effective. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes it's just like we talked about the other day about the McDonald's and them wanting to make them incorporate fruit and vegetables in their Happy Meals. I'm like, you don't go to McDonald's for fruit and vegetables.
Right.
You know, there's a point where you just say, you know, there's a choice here. People have choice. You can't take away people's choice. I mean, at the end of the day, and I really wonder too, I'm like, are you trying to tell me that you, and this is going to sound kind of cynical, but hear me out. Do you really, really have a personal investment and care about every single human being who's going to become obese if they eat a million Happy
Meals?
No,
I really don't give a shit. No,
I'm just saying the person, I really doubt that the person that, the people that are being so forceful about, oh, you need to incorporate fruits and vegetables. I don't think it's a personal, emotional thing for them to care about every human being out there.
Yeah.
Just do your job, educate people, and let them make their choice.
Right. But that's, you know, I mean, that's similar, like I said, to a lot of people that feel they can tell us what to do and how to live, and that's the result of that.
But you know.
Yeah. But you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Anyway, let's bring in our guests. We have Angelique in the studio. Good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. And
thank
also,
you.
Your friend Stephanie's here. Good morning,
hello.
Stephanie.
Hello.
And yeah, you guys want to stay close to the mic so we can hear everything that you have to say. So Angelique and I met on Facebook. She actually posted a message that she said she wanted to be on the show, so we contacted each other.
Yes.
And we invited you to come here.
Thank you.
So, but you had to go out of town for a little bit, right?
Well, actually, I live in Malibu and I also live in Vegas, so I'm back and forth between Vegas and Malibu.
Oh, really?
So I have kind of like a double life. Like, uh-huh. I'm like really, really busy, uh-huh. working on a lot of different projects.
Right.
And I'm really excited.
Wow, wonderful. So you live in Vegas and here.
But
huh?
Yes, I have two places.
Really? She said she prefers Frenchie, right?
Yeah, you can say Frenchie. You can say Angelique. Like, most people say Frenchie, but Angelique is cool too.
Yeah. A pretty name.
Well, you seem to go by Angelique, right?
Well, a lot of my fans like just say Frenchie when they recognize me, but
really?
Angelique is basically the name I started with, and then when I was in Rock of Love, Brett started calling me Frenchie, and a couple of the girls started calling me Frenchie, so it's kind of cute. I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's more memorable.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, okay,
even if it's a lot of Frenchie in the country, I don't care because I'm the only one on TV, so fuck you, bitches!
Now, Stephanie, you don't have a French accent, right?
No, I'm not from France.
Yeah?
Where
are you originally
from?
I'm
not from France. I'm from Northern California. I actually did radio at the Hippo 104.3.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
And what made you move down here?
Well, I lived here for 3 years, and it was wild. It was fun. I was interning at Playboy Radio and just partying, living the life. I had to take a break, so I actually moved back to NorCal because it was too much fun. But I visit and do work here a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you hit the burnout.
Yeah.
Gosh, LA.
Every night.
Yeah.
I wasn't really working. So.
So, Angelique, are you from France, Canada? Where?
Yes, I'm from Paris, France.
Uh-huh.
And then basically I grew up in France. And then I went to London in 2000. And after that, I came to the U.S. in 2002.
Oh,
so
I
I've been in U.S. for about 8 years now.
Really? And
yeah.
What made you want to move here?
Opportunities, career, you know, dreams,
yeah,
all that.
I know.
So I love it here. I'm really, really happy. I have a lot of stuff going on right now. I've been on TV for the past 2 weeks. I don't know if you guys watch VH1, but we just shoot the Rock of Love Girl, Where Are They Now?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to actually to rerun tomorrow for the 100th time in 3 weeks.
Is that like a reality show?
Reality shows, yeah.
So for you guys, that just to like recap, so she was on Rock of Love. How many? There was a few seasons though, right? Which season?
I've done Rock of Love 2. I've done Rock of Love Charm School with Sharon Osbourne. I've done I Love Money 2. I've been on the Howard Stern Show 3 times. I've done Playboy TV.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of stuff, but mostly it's VH1 for the past 3 years.
So let's kind of segue. So you are, and I don't say this with any disrespect, because you seem like a smart, beautiful girl.
Thank you.
You are the epitome of that celebutante, right? The person that kind of falls into reality TV.
Reality TV,
and
yes.
And they work it.
That's where I belong. Reality TV, absolutely.
She's like, that's where I belong.
Well, that's true.
No, I think it's great that you know where you belong. So you've done the reality TV, and then you've really capitalized on it, and you're like making it.
Yeah, well, they keep giving me some shows, so I say yes, you know.
So you're not going to say no. You're like, keep that.
I'm not going to say no as long as I'm interested and I think it was it. Because I want to do quality. I don't want to do quantity, because I think quantity doesn't really get you anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But like right now, I'm working on different projects. I have like a really big big, big, big project in a walk, and I cannot tell what it is yet because nothing has been signed. But if it does work out, it's something really big will happen in Las Vegas, and it's totally different.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be able to use my reality fame to, you know, get bigger and get more exposure and more experience.
So how did you even get into doing the first Rock of Love?
Actually, the first Rock of Love, I haven't done anything. Like, they found me on MySpace and they asked me to be in a cast. So
they basically
picked me. They contacted me and they're like, oh my God, we think you would be perfect. Do you want to be on the Rock of Love? And I'm like, huh? Like, at the beginning, I said it was fake because a lot of, you know, online, there's a lot of bullshit going on. So I actually Google everything, Google the producer name and everything. I'm like, huh, you seem to be legit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to meet them and, you know, before you even know, I was
house. For those who don't know, what's Rock of Love about?
Rock of Love is a dating show with Brett Michael on VH1.
So he dates different girls? Is that what it is?
He's got 3 seasons, yeah. But I'm like over Rock of Love right now. I'm working on my own project.
Yeah,
like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I Love Money is rerunning next week. If you haven't seen any of my shows, it's going to be on VH1 next Monday, the 15th, for 4 weeks. It's called I Love Money Season 2.
Oh,
that's
a
rerun,
money.
Though. It was on TV already last year.
Right.
They keep rerunning everything, so that's great because I'm on TV until the end of the year right now.
And you probably love money,
because
that
helped me
right?
to get money.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a stripper. Nobody likes cash more than stripper, honey.
Yeah.
I like cash, though. It has to be cash money.
You can tip her during the show.
And only it's take hundreds.
There you go.
So I don't give change.
No.
Any joke to change.
I love it.
So you do stripping, too?
I dance in Las Vegas, yes.
Oh, I see. That's what you do there.
Actually, yes. That's what I do when I'm in Vegas. I dance, and then when I'm in LA, mostly Malibu, but I have to drive in the city, I go like movie audition. Like right now I'm working on my own show and I'm working on like movie project, stuff like
that. Right. Now, do you think the stripping is going to help your acting career?
The stripping helped me a lot to pay all my bills because I'm really, really high maintenance and I blow all my money. So if I don't make at least $20,000 a month, I can't survive.
You can't survive.
So thanks God, I'm a stripper, I can pay all my stuff.
Pampered,
I have like 2 places and I'm just a princess. So.
Yeah.
And I have a dog, which is a German Shepherd, and her name is Princess.
Uh-huh.
And
so
she's 5-star bitch too, just like her mom. So I need a lot of money to look after her.
Yeah.
So 20, thanks God I dance.
$20,000 a month.
Easily.
Just,
oh,
just to support. But you're saying you're bringing that all in yourself. You're not.
Absolutely. I support myself 1,000%. My family's in France. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a fucking sugar daddy, and I never will have one. I'm like really independent. I just like do my own stuff, and I don't want to own anything to nobody, you know?
Right,
so you seem pretty level-headed. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different stereotypes you hear about, you know.
I'm like really independent. I never had a roommate in my life. I live on my own. I pay my own bills. I work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want nobody to help me. Like, there's a lot
of
guys.
You don't want to owe anybody anything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like my freedom, and it's just not the same when you do the stuff on your own and you achieve it.
Right.
Like, it's not the same feeling. I don't want nobody to, like, give me everything I need. I want to make it happen on my own.
Right.
You know, like, this feeling is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, money cannot buy that, period, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I have like thousands of guys, they're like, oh, you should marry me, I take care of you. I'm like, fuck that shit, I don't need you to take care of me. I take care of myself, I don't need you.
Yeah.
I just work my ass off, you know?
Yeah.
So, I know you're past this point, but I just want to get it out, and then we're going to move on to all the different things. Because you've
it's
got,
okay,
you've
you
got,
can ask me anything you want, got, I'm really open mind, I'm a free spirit.
You've got so
obviously,
much going on.
Yeah.
So, with Rock of Love, and then we'll move on to other stuff, you know, it's for people that are listening, it's kind of like people think, okay, these are all these hardcore like Brett Michaels fans that are like dying to like basically sleep with him and marry him and take his fortunes. But reality TV exposed that for people at home that are listening. They found you. Were you a fan? Right?
No. I didn't even know who Brett was before I got on the show.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I didn't know who he was.
Poison who?
I didn't know who he was.
Okay. So how much of it was playing up to the audience as far as you had to like kind of, I mean, in the show, you have to kind of like show your devotion to his career and stuff?
No, like actually because it's reality TV, is no script. They basically have theme every episode. They kind of know what challenge they're going to do and all of that. But they don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because I'm so crazy and I'm so unpredictable, on the first, I don't know if you remember, but on the first episode, Brett did a photo shoot and I got topless. And I was, like, actually the fourth girl. But the way they edit it, like, I come out to be, like, the 15 girls. Because when he did that, like, a lot of girls tried to copy me. Some girls, like, remove their pants. Some of them start, like, you know, getting in our bras and all that kind of shit. So, and even Brett said, like, you know, like, no, like, she's a losing clock. Like, she said it, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Already put the mess, it's too late. Like, it's no competition yeah. once I get naked, you know?
Yeah,
and
there you
as
go.
I said, like, I'm no a stripper, I have no competition.
Yeah, so you were like, I'm taking it to this level.
Yeah, yeah, because Brett showed me, like, he's like, oh, show me what you got. I'm like, okay, then hold on a second. Here we go. That's what I got, baby, you know?
Yeah.
And then in episode two, they did another contest, and they're like, Frenchie, we want you to be the last one because they don't know what I'm going to do. So
yeah,
they didn't want
like
nobody to
cannon.
Like try to copy my idea. And like it was a peep show episode.
Uh-huh.
And basically they told us you need to show Brett a talent of yours. So I went to the kitchen and I started cooking chocolate mousse and chocolate cake. Because like, you know, I'm French. And then like they put us in a stripper boots, like a peep show boots, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to show him my cook and get naked in the same time? I have only 10 seconds to show him all of that.
Yeah.
So I got completely like topless again, and I put the chocolate mousse all over me, and I'm like, here, I cook for you, baby.
Yeah, there
and
you
he
go.
Just like crawled to me on his knees. It was so funny.
when you do
the stripping, is that topless or full nude?
I dance topless.
Topless. Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you do full nude too?
I've done full nude like years and years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And right now it's not necessary because I make thousands of dollars, so I wouldn't do nude right now.
Really?
Maybe if I have to post for Playboy, I will. But mm-hmm. I've done a couple of porn movies like back in 2006, so if you want to see me naked, you just need to Google me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. You guys got that? I'm sure Sam.
Hey, you want to check my Twitter?
I'm going to Google, yeah.
Yeah, you want to check my Twitter?
I'd love to see it now. It looks like you're natural, right? Natural boobs?
Oh, no. Honey,
no, you're
cute. I'm a plastic, fantastic bitch. Like, I love it.
Well, it looks
pretty
good.
I have my boobs done. I have my lips done. Like, I just love it.
Yeah.
But you're very oh, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. We're getting
oh,
the look of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
They look
nice.
Really real.
Oh, yeah.
Sam. Looks like Dr. Ray.
Yeah.
90210. Yeah, I love him.
She just showed it.
You went down to the 90210 guy? The one that
yeah.
told me?
Yeah. Dr. Ray is my plastic surgeon.
He looks like he's fabulous. Everybody
he's gorgeous.
That looks that's a pretty good boob job.
Yeah, thank you. But you know what? I pay $15,000, so it better be good. As I said, I'm a 5-star bitch, so.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. What's the plastic thing you said?
Yeah, I love plastic. Oh, those are my lips.
No, but you said you're a plastic fantastic.
Yeah, because my boobs is plastic, my lips, I have an extension, I have nails.
Right.
Well, what I like about you is that you're owning, but she's owning it. She's saying
this is who I am.
I'm happy.
Who I am, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You're owning it.
Yeah.
So did you have real chemistry with Brett? What did you think?
But you know what is so funny? Like, as you say, I just got pressed. We said, like, it was a lot of sex in her house and whatever. And I didn't even fuck him, so that's kind of funny they put in my picture saying that, you know?
Really? They said you did?
Well, right here, look. Oh, I'm in a Life and Style magazine on page 48.
There was a lot of sex in
November
involved,
issue.
Said about his
and it's a Brett,
exploits.
Like, article.
Yeah.
And then there's the most picture of me kissing Brett, like French kissing him.
Right.
Pretty, like, XXX rated picture. And they say, like, it was a lot of sex in the house. I'm like, why are you putting my picture? I didn't even fuck Brett.
Yeah.
If I did fuck him, I would have won.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So you didn't win that show.
No, I want to know about the competition and stuff.
Yeah, who wins? How can you win?
Well, I don't know. I guess he just chooses whoever he feels like is the best girl. But anyway, he's back with his baby mama. So whoever won is not with Brett right now. He's back with Christy.
Yeah.
So
Stephanie, how long have you been friends with Angelique?
About 2 or 3 months.
Three months.
Oh, so you guys just met, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we love each other. She's staying in my place right now. We sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, that's
cool. But she can't get a word in edgewise when she's with you. Are you able to actually carry a conversation?
Yes. But right now it's all about Frenchie. We're in Frenchie land.
I see.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just living in the aura of Frenchie.
Yeah, that's okay. But you're here, so we want to know a little bit about you.
Uh-oh.
So you're obviously not...
Uh-oh, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So you're more natural and everything. You're not into the plastic as much.
Oh, I totally am. Dr. Reichner. Her baby Beverly Hills.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
I wasn't born with double D's.
We are like
twins.
See. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
God, I'm surrounded by boobs this morning.
You
man.
Are. You are. What size are yours?
I don't have any. I live through Kara.
Yeah, you seem to have really big boobs naturally, huh?
Yeah, they're 100%.
Like, which size are you?
They're double D.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. They work 100%.
They work for me, yeah.
Grade 8.
Do you motorboat them? Do you ever just put your face in them?
No, she would never let me.
No, not allowed.
No. If she did that, she
I would mortgage my house to be able to do that. Are you kidding?
No, you don't seem like you're much of a boob guy. Are you a boob guy? You seem more
of an ass.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm a woman guy.
Okay.
Are you like boobies better than ass? Because my ass is perfect. And oh, really? Part of my body, and it's the only part left I have real. So I'm really proud of that.
No implants in your ass. Huh?
Nope. Like, actually, everybody asks me, and I'm like, what are you talking about? My ass is on this, the only part left I have real, bitch. You know, like, I need to show you my perfect baby ass.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She's going to show us her ass right now. We're getting some nudity in the studio.
Wow, that's a nice ass, huh?
It's tan. You're so hot.
Nice, firm ass.
Like, Mali Bicentan, honey.
Yeah, she loves to get naked, you know?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Second
nature.
Yeah,
I'm an exhibitionist. Most of the time when I go out, if you're lucky, you're around me, I might give you a lap dance and just jump on you.
I would imagine it's probably hard for you to find a guy like, I mean, do you look for like steady relationships?
No.
No.
Actually, I've been single for 7 years and it's by choice because I'm married with show business, basically. Mm-hmm. I have so much going on in my career right now. It's number one. It's come before anything. It's money, boyfriend, everything. The only thing who come before is my family, like my mom and my dad, you know, and my brother. But they're all in
Do you see them sometimes? Do you go back?
Yeah. My mom just came for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And she's probably coming back in a couple of months with my dad. So,
oh,
yeah, of course,
cool.
They come to visit me.
God, your dad probably is crazy. But the daughter he got, you know, I mean,
well, I'm
you're
actually,
like all over
I have,
the place.
I have my dad's personality, so
oh,
he understands
really?
Me. Oh, yeah.
So he understands.
Oh, yeah. And my mom and dad, like we're exhibitionists too. So, I mean, I grew up on like topless beaches, on nude beaches.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to the side of France and you keep your top on, we think you have a problem.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Because that's how you
so
guys
So you're
grow
very
up.
Free with your body.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm very free, but I'm kind of celibate. Like, I've been celibate for the past 9 months, like, because I'm really sexual and I'm very comfortable talking about sex, but I'm really picky who I want to fuck. Can I say that?
Of course.
Yeah.
You can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I'm really, like, picky who I want to sex with, and because of that, like, basically, I really need to crush on you because I'm very physical, so I don't care you rich, you famous, all that kind of shit. I don't care. You have to be hot if you want to be in my bed, and you better have a big dick and know how to get it hard, you know?
I see. Okay.
So what I'm
That's
saying is
straightforward.
That most guys cannot handle me, you know? So I'm single.
Yeah, well, I know. That's what I figured, you know? Who can, you know, everybody would be under your shadow, you know?
Well, I have to find somebody stronger than me. That's how it is.
And but I don't know
somebody
if you'll
out
get
there
along.
Be there, you know?
Do you think you're going to get along with someone like that?
I need somebody more dominant than me.
I mean, you need
me
all
to
the attention, right?
Calm me down.
I don't think that's going to happen.
you met a couple hot
Well,
guys.
Maybe I'm going to do a dating show. Maybe I can find somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you should. You need
so
your own dating
So where
show.
Are you right now with everything? Because you said you're way past Rock of Love.
Oh, yeah, because it's been 2 years.
It's been, yeah, and then you've done the money.
I'm past Rock of Love, but people still recognize me every day from the Rock of Love. So it's kind of still in my life no matter what.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know what I'm
yeah.
trying to say? Like, when Brett got sick, I freak out. I'm like, no, please, God. Like, I don't want nothing to happen to him, you know, because he's kind of when people recognize me every day, a little bit in my life without being in it, if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know, because that's
yeah.
the show I got famous from. So
right.
I really think his attitude and personality will get me where I am, but I was on Brett's show. Do you know what I'm
yeah,
trying to say?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just wish him the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want nothing wrong to happen.
You should be like the next Angelique in L.A. Have you ever seen the other
Angelina.
Angelique?
Angelina.
Oh, yeah.
Angelina.
And
that's
she has
right.
a
My God, like,
Parkland
first
star.
Of all, my car is pink because I live in Pinkland.
Oh, you have a pink car,
yeah.
too.
I live in
With
Pinkland,
yeah.
Frenchyland and Barbieland. Those are my world.
Her whole place is pink.
And
really?
It's really crazy because I'm glad you noticed that because a lot of people ask me, especially since I moved in Malibu because I think that's where she lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, are you related to Angeline? Are you her cousin or her daughter? Or is that are you guys, like, related to each other? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And, like, I had a lot of people telling me that and asking me if I was on a big board, like on
exactly,
you know,
yeah. Angelina used to be on big
I'm like, I wish.
Yeah, and she had like a
pink Corvette.
Pink Corvette.
Yeah.
What
and,
car do you drive? You've got
a pink Eclipse Spider.
Oh wow.
I cannot have the Corvette because like she has it first of all, and you know like I just spent so much money on like other stuff. So like
so did
my
you have
rent
to get a special paint job for the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't buy a pink car at the store.
No, you can't really. What I did,
Barbie
I went to the car shop and I showed them my nails. And I'm like, I want the car exactly like my nails. So the car is pink with glitter inside it. So it's like really shiny.
Yeah.
And the so cops, fun. Like Beautiful. The police officer always stop me, even if I don't do anything.
Really?
Really? What do you?
Because she gets a lot of attention.
They always
they
stop me. Like last
is.
Time, I was driving on Malibu by where I live, and they're like, "Oh, we cannot see your 2011, you know, sticker, like to show you have the DMV."
The registration, yeah.
I'm like, "Yes, I do." So I came out from the car and I show him, and he was right there, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "So what do you do here?" I'm like, "Well, I'm in show business in front of cameras, like you know." And he's like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, do you live around? I'm like, yeah, because I have a Nevada ID. You know?
The cop asked you that?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, yeah, I live a couple of blocks away. He's like, oh, that's kind of a nice area. I'm like, yeah, I know, right? And then he just ended up asking me an autograph and giving me a shabby. And I'm like, only in Malibu you have the police officer having a shabby on them, because I guess they said, like, you know, so many famous people there.
Uh-huh.
Is that why I love to live there? Because people just don't care.
Right.
Nobody come to me really, just maybe hi from far.
Right.
But if I go like Hollywood Boulevard, Santa Monica, or anywhere on the Las Vegas trip, it's just a nightmare.
Really?
I can't even walk like three blocks, I get mobbed.
Oh, really?
Oh, I had people like following me, screaming my name.
But
running
you love
after
the attention,
me.
Obviously, right?
Yeah, but you don't like it to the point like you get dangerous or it's just going to ruin
don't
your life.
Stand out as much.
So
you, know?
You have to like,
yeah,
right
don't
now
get
I
a
have
big
to because that's my
car,
personality.
You know?
I was like that before to be famous. I've always been like different and flashy and blonde and all that kind of stuff.
We should talk about your
I was famous before, like to be
about
famous
a what?
Regardless.
Her award at the Tuesday night huge reality show award show. She
I'm
won
so
an award.
Excited. We did like a reality bash and I got
which was what?
It's a reality TV award and it was a red carpet and a lot of people were there, people from TV reality. And I got like a award. I won an award for the best reality starlet, Lost in Translation. How cute is that?
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty
so
good.
I'm really excited.
Did you have a blast?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Mark Long hosted
What's
it.
What's your website again?
Oh, nakedreality.com.
Nakedreality.com. You can see the whole footage. Like a lot of reality stars were there. Like Gerge Shore and Gina was there. I was there. MTV, like Mark was
Bachelorette.
A lot of people were there. Bachelorette, Justin from The Bachelorette. Like a lot of people were there.
Open
so
bars,
you definitely want to check that out online. It's on YouTube.
Right.
TMZ was there. OK Magazine, like all the people, like a lot of press.
Now,
I'm flattered.
Yeah, we're flattered too. I mean,
I'm
it's pretty
happy.
Cool.
Yeah.
So very impressive.
Yeah,
now, I wanted to ask you about the lips and stuff. Why did you have the lips done? Because I always wonder about those.
I love my lips really because I love to suck cock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So do they have to be that big?
I mean, I think bigger is better, I have DSL for life.
Yeah.
It's like silicone, so it's not going anywhere.
What is it called?
It's silicone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So why not do a filler like a...
No, because I want it permanently. Let me tell you something with the filler. You don't want to do that.
Why?
Because it's very expensive. It's like $1,500 to like one time. And you only stay for 3 months and it hurts and... I think it's just too much money, like you just blow away every 3 months.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't think it's worth it. If you really decide you want your lips big, you should just go with like the silicone and make it permanently so you pay money one time and you're done.
What if you change your mind later and you're like,
I don't think I would change my mind. What you want to do if you're not sure, then do it one time.
Yeah.
See how you feel and then after that take a decision because the last thing you want to do with plastic surgery is do it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah,
right.
So I only did 3 surgery and I'm so happy. You know, I like quality, not quantity.
Yeah, you know, the reason I'm asking, because we
were
watching...
Oh, you can ask me anything you want. I'm a plastic surgery war anyway.
Yeah, no. But we were watching Harry Loves Lisa last night with Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
right.
She removed it.
Her lips really stand out. Exactly.
How do you get it
removed?
And
in the show, she finally went... Well, they did a surgery on her, and she's got silicone in there, too. So
she had silicone.
Yeah, so... But it made it look so much different now. She started becoming very self-conscious.
And it's bizarre she did that because she had their lips for 20 years. So why would you wait so long?
Yeah.
That's kind of
good
weird.
Before,
and they were uneven. Yours is a little
it
more
looked
even.
Good. I liked it before. I like
but
it now.
But it still looks like someone punched you in the mouth, no?
I like it very much. I think it looks really sexy.
Yeah. Well, it's
I think I look super
look.
Hot. That's all what matters at the end of the day. I love me.
Yeah.
That's all what
there
matters.
You go. And when you love yourself, everybody else loves you too,
exactly.
Yeah. That's cool. So.
What
are you like known for? You're known for the reality show, right?
Well, basically, I become famous because I got naked in every single episode I was on The Rock of Love.
Really?
But after that, when I did I Love Money, I didn't really get naked. I just make it far. I make it to the top 6.
Right.
So like you know, I just like had people show like they can see like I'm athletic and you know, I'm smart. It show like another part of mine.
Right.
You should record
do you
it
wanna
so you
be
can watch
in other kinds of shows where you act and stuff in movies.
I'm gonna get like my own TV show right now. That's what I'm working on. Like I want my own show. I don't wanna be in other like
a reality
stuff.
Show.
I want my own show. Yeah.
reality show.
Yeah, I want my own.
So you like reality shows?
I love reality. That's what is better than getting paid thousands of dollars for being you? It's fantastic.
For being you, right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Now, do you want to act at all?
I would like to do like maybe a couple of motion picture movies, just for experience, credit, exposure, adventure, because I think it's very exciting when you do new stuff. Mm-hmm. And but same, I want to do quality. I don't want to do like $2 movies. I rather do one movie and it's a big deal, motion picture. Even if I have 2 minutes on screen,
right,
it's better quality than Kennedy, and the experience will be way better.
Right.
Because I can see it big.
Right.
You know?
And they would have to find a special character, you know, with your
actions. Yeah, probably. Absolutely. You know? Yeah, that's what they did with this. They created the award just for me.
That's
okay. Fine.
Yeah,
I just need to find a producer. We just love Frenchie for Frenchie.
Right, exactly.
And just give me like a role, like for me, being
right.
myself. Like.
Yeah.
But I think I should be in comedy because I'm kind of crazy and funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sexy.
Probably have your own variety show or something.
Like,
you know?
Should be like
you'd be a good hostess. You know?
There's some talk in Vegas right now. It hasn't been signed yet, but maybe a theater show on the Strip coming very soon. It's like a 99% chance.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And then we're going to head to Todd Phillips, the director of
I don't want to talk on
tonight. What kind of a burlesque type of
it's
thing?
It's like a striptease comedy.
Oh, okay. You can't talk about it. Okay.
I don't want to talk until it's signed, but...
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I know what you mean. Yeah.
How,
if that happens, that's going to be a big deal. That's going to be really good for my career.
Have you been in touch with any of the girls that you've worked with? Are you guys friends?
Oh, yeah. I have a ton, like over 200 Ready Star phone number in my phone. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it wasn't like all bitchy catty. You guys were friends, or...
I didn't really have, no, because I'm like drama free, you know, and I'm really, really independent. I'm like, you know, so like
so
I didn't really have like, if it was drama, most of the time I'm not around it because once again, I'm like, I'm all about sex. So I stay away from the drama.
Yeah, so am I. You see, that's where Kira is looking. when did you first have sex? Pretty early in your life?
No, actually, I was 17, but when I was 14, I was a lesbian for like a year with my best girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was totally gay.
Right.
So I had a girl before I had a guy, and we were like, you know, having sex and everything.
Now,
and
did you like guys before that? Or?
No. I didn't have a guy first. I had my girlfriend. I was 14, right. And we had sex together for like about a year.
Wow.
And after that, I grew up around a lot of guys because I grew up around my brother and my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 14, I had like two of my cousin friends in my bed. And I sucked their dick and everything. But I was still a virgin.
Really?
I didn't have sex until I was 17.
At 14, she sucked dick, you know?
Yeah, it's like a baby porn star.
I love it. In training.
Yeah, baby porn star in training.
Wow.
But I didn't have sex until I was 17.
Yeah.
And the first time I was 17. And after that, I only had like, she was shocked when I told her that, but when I said
she's
to Stephanie,
so
I only had like
her
five guys. I only had five boyfriends.
Right.
I love sex, but I didn't have that much.
Right.
Because
so
once again, I like quality. Like if I really like a guy, I'm like one guy kind of girl. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
One man woman.
Yeah, very, very. I'm very loyal. I'm very, like, if I like you, I'm very committed and I'm very loyal. And if I like you, I like you. It's like, I don't care about nobody else.
I see. Okay. Mm. But you were with a girl. I mean, at what point did you decide you like guys?
I was a year after, you know, like I just start flirting with guy and I feel like chemistry. I'm like, I'm attracted to guys too. And I just switch on the other side.
Right.
You know?
So are you bisexual now?
No, I will kind of flirt with my girlfriend, like play with you, kiss you, boobies and stuff, like flirt, you
right,
know?
But not
but
really
I wouldn't have sex now,
sex,
I don't think.
Mm-mm. Wow, that's pretty interesting stuff. I thought it would stay with you, you know?
No, that's funny because I was gay first and then I just like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, and that was in France?
Yeah, I was still in France, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're pretty sexed up there.
I don't think it matters where you come from. I think if you just decide to experience different stuff, it's just going to happen. You just need to allow yourself. You
yeah,
know?
But the environment you grow in also, is it can be conducive to being that way or it can, you know.
Not really, because my parents were pretty strict with me, though. I couldn't go out
really?
Until I was 16 years old. So once I got my car and they let me out, I just went crazy.
Yeah.
I did rave party. I was out every Saturday, living for 2 days. My mom was in a panic.
Yeah. So tell me something. So you sucked your brother's dick?
My cousin.
Your
friend.
Cousin, but you
Sam.
Said cousin and brother. No,
no I never had sex with my family. Oh, hell no, that's nasty.
No, cousin. But,
I say I grew up with my cousin and I had his friend in my bed.
I see, with his
friend. No, I never touched my cousin.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Thanks for clarifying that because I was wondering.
Yeah.
The same
I heard
thing.
That
I was
wrong.
Like, hey, let's just... Let's
but
go
you know, when you're 14, what the hell?
I'm talking too fast, I guess. No. My cousin friend were in my bed.
I see, okay. Wow.
Yeah, you know what it is when I speak so fast? Like you don't understand me, so just stop me if I talk too fast.
No, I understand.
You're excited about life?
It's like I have no subtitle in real life, so you need to understand me.
Walk us through your schedule. So you said you live in Malibu and in Las Vegas, and you go back and forth. So
yes.
How does that work as far as like your living situation? Do you just go back when you need to make some cash?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so how long does it take you to make your 20 grand?
Probably 3 weeks. I'm more in Vegas than Malibu for now because I have to pay the Malibu rent, which is pretty high on my own. Oh. And I have my Vegas rent, and then I have a lot of other stuff I have to pay.
Yeah.
But I'm mostly in Vegas. I dance in a Spearman Rhino, and I also dance in Cypher once in a while.
Uh-huh.
So I'm mostly in Vegas for 3 weeks. You know, I work. I sleep about 12 hours a day, and then when I wake up, I go to work.
You sleep 12 hours.
Yeah,
and you get
she's
up.
Got the great
yeah,
life.
Yeah, because you get really tired when you dance. Like you know, like from the outside, people think stripping is easy, but it's actually not. So getting like naked part is easy, obviously, because I'm an exhibitionist. Sorry, don't care. But it's really hard to actually make the money. You know, you have to walk on the heels for like 10 hours. The music is loud. There's a lot of smoke. I don't smoke. All of that make you exhausted. Like, just imagine yourself walking out on heels for 10 hours straight up with no break. That's what I do.
10 hours? Really?
Oh, I work like 10 to 12 hours.
Really?
Because if you want to make a lot of money, you have to work hard.
Really?
Once in a while, you're going to get lucky and have a guy who give you $2,000-$3,000 for like a couple of hours. You just sit down, you don't even dance. But mostly, you're going to have to work hard for it. But once in a while, it's good karma, it just come back to you.
Right.
You know, before I left, I make like $1,900 in like 4 hours.
Wow.
And I couldn't even dance. Each time I touch dance, like the guy was like, no. I want you to chill out. You don't remove your top. You sit down. You just keep me company.
Really?
So we just talk for 3 hours. He massage my feet and I drink some tea.
And he gave you $2,000-$3,000 for that?
$3,000
for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was fantastic.
But it doesn't happen like that
all the time. Because a lot of guys who come to strip club go to strip club because they don't want to cross the line. Most of them are married. They have a girlfriend. They just want to go there and have some company instead of to be lost alone in a Vegas club in the middle of nowhere.
But why spend so much money?
Because they have it. They don't care. And most of those guys are going to gamble and spend 20 grand. So they better off give me $2,000 because I needed to pay my rent.
Yeah, there you go. She needs to live in Malibu.
Exactly.
So you're there 3 weeks a month right now. So
3 weeks a month, yeah.
Okay, so then you're only really in Malibu for a week, and so that's hard to be paying that money and then not get to enjoy it all month.
I know, but you know when I'm in here, I do a lot of different things. I'm doing red carpet events. I'm doing like, you know, TV, movie audition, radio interview. Like, I'm really busy, so I'm trying to be really productive and do a lot of stuff for my career when I'm here in Malibu.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's better that way because I used to travel back and forth and pay the plane and the hotel.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It just ended up being overpriced, really stressful, and it's just not working out. So if I have to be in LA, at least I know I have my place here.
Yeah,
and I don't have to depend on nobody on stress and all of that.
Yeah,
if something big really come, I can just drive and be here in 5 hours.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Be available because show business is like a roller coaster; it's very unpredictable. And if something good happen, I wanna be here.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to drive and not being stressed out where I'm going to sleep. And, you know, the producer have no time with that kind of shit. They don't care about your private life. So you just need to be there if they need you. So I want to be able to do that without being stressed out.
Yeah, that's cool. And I bet Malibu is very unstressful.
And now it's beautiful. I live Océan Front. I'm right on Océan Front.
Wow.
I just take the stair and I'm right on the beach.
What are you looking at in the rent
it's
on
beautiful.
That? What's the rent on the ocean front Malibu?
It's really expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
$20,000
a month is enough to pay for that?
Yeah. Thanks God. Yeah. It's enough to cover all my expense.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I go to the spa, do my hair.
So, you actually need
massage.
More than 20 grand.
It's I would need more than 20 grand in order to be able to save money.
Right.
Because I know it sounds crazy, but I spend more than I make. Mm. And you have to spend money
so
to make
everybody.
Money. You know,
so
I'm 35, so I really need to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Like, you can look good because you're good, you're lucky, you have good gen or whatever. But it costs thousands of dollars to look good, to have your hair always good,
really?
And you know, your skin and be like in shape and all of that. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
It really does, you know. So.
Yeah. Now, have you considered going into porn, or is that not something you want to do?
I've done porn.
Oh,
so
you've
basically,
done porn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
VH1 rescued me, so I won't do porn ever again because I have TV contract now.
Right,
So I kind of did a jump from porn to
TV. How long were you doing porn?
About a year.
Okay.
I've done about, you can find probably like 5 DVDs of me.
And did you, you obviously didn't like it, or did you?
No, it was a lot of fun, but I get bored really easily, and I always want more, and I always sing beer, so I was like, if I do porn, I then need to have my own production company.
Yeah, you right.
want to
be
You know, I always want bigger, and I didn't have the money to allow me to do that.
Uh-huh.
And after my fifth movie anyway, I went on a Howard Stern show, and after that, VH1 contacted me, and I got a TV contract, so yeah. I just stopped.
Oh, really? Yeah. So that's where they heard you on Howard Stern, and then they approached you,
I don't
huh?
know, but it must have helped to be on
yeah.
Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah, it always helps.
I love you, Howard. You fucking awesome.
Yeah. I love you, Howard, too.
Yeah, he really helped me, too. You know, I've been on his show 3 times, like 3 years in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did they discover you?
Actually, Gary came in a Howard in a Scores in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's
and
Scores.
He was
okay.
doing a promotion from the Stern show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to be on the show. I love Howard. I love you guys. Like, you know, I've been a dancer for 5 years. I've done 3 porn movies. So he was laughing when I told him I only did 3, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, I took his email and I emailed them like 5 times a day, every day for 3 weeks. So they got like 150 emails from me.
Wow.
And they're like, okay, we're going to put you on the show.
Wow, that's good.
So I was like super
persistent.
Pushy.
Yeah, you're very persistent.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine you get anything that you want pretty
I
much.
I get everything I want because I never give up. That's the key of success, no matter what you do in your life.
You
so
should write a book
I'm
about
like,
that.
Yeah, I know.
You know how to like be able to do what you want.
I just want to write a book about all my experience, yeah. including porn, stripping, reality TV. But I'm just waiting because I have more stuff coming on my way. So I just want to wait the right timing to do that.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I will write a book on Ophelia. I need somebody to translate because...
So Stephanie,
yeah,
what are you into these days? What do you do?
I'm just working the radio 2 hours every morning in Monterey, California. And I hang out, come visit my friends in LA, help them promote, go out, manage PR.
I see. So you live back up north, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have
I
a
see.
House up there. But
so you don't want to live down here?
I loved it. Did it for 3 years, and
yeah.
I didn't work, so I just
yeah,
went.
Yeah,
you need a break.
Yes, yeah, so I just needed a break.
Yeah. She's really young.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, yeah, she
it's
looks
like my
young
little sister.
Fine.
Yeah. I know. She's my sis. So
yeah.
I'm just down here and I just blast out a week of, you know, balls to the wall, craziness, fun, and then I shoot back up and go back into my retirement cubby hole.
Yeah, that's good yeah. anyway. It's actually all that way.
So what do you do? Are you on the air up there?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of show do you have?
The Hippo 104.3. It's classic rock. And then I also have stephaniesrockshow.com, which is in alliance with Hard Rock Radio Live.
Cool. So you get to play records and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Really fun. Mostly metal music and... like some hardcore and classic rock too. So.
Sounds good. Wow.
Yeah, she's going to interview me for our radio show later.
Because
we didn't have time. We got so busy since I got here.
Right.
Because I was driving back on Monday and then it's been like nonstop.
Right.
But yeah, you definitely like want to check my Twitter, like twitter.com/VH1Frenchie. So I put all the updates of what we do, the video, what TV show I'm going to be on, what's going on, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we haven't really slept for 2 days. I have a headache.
Really? You haven't slept for 2 days?
We didn't really sleep. Like to me, sleeping for hours a day is like you haven't slept basically because I'm used to sleep 12 hours so
wow.
kind of tired.
Now Stephanie, are you a lot into sex like she is or a little less?
Yeah, I'm very sexual.
Really?
I actually, looking at us and us going out and how forward he is, I thought she would have more sexual partners for sure.
Yeah.
And we talk about it and she's so low and I fucked the world.
Really?
I just
wow.
really don't care.
How many men do you think you've been with?
Oh my gosh, I hope no one's listening. But no, I've already talked about it.
What,
about
hundreds?
200 to 300.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that possible? You look like you're 19.
Thank you. I'm 24. I was very, very good till 17. And then Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild was my first boyfriend for 6 months.
There we go.
And
that's
that
why.
Joe started the crazy
really? So
oh my
yeah.
gosh. So you dated that crazy man?
Yeah, a long time ago.
How was that?
No, he was very nice. My parents loved him. He was very respectful. I just flew out here every weekend. And he was
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he was just smart to start. That
very,
series, you know?
Very smart, you know. Yeah, he gets drunk and he's a dick like every college frat boy. But he's really, at the end of the day, he's got his shit together.
Yeah,
is he still? Good. I don't keep up with him. But is he still behind bars or has he been out?
No, he's out. He's engaged.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Right now, and he's gonna get married in a year, and
good
he wants to start
him.
A family. So yeah. Good.
Or everyone had come
production.
Down now,
yeah.
It's fine, though.
He's over the wild.
Yeah, I had sex with maybe 25 people all together, and I'm 35-year-old, so that's not that many.
That's
no,
amazing.
That's not that many at all.
That's good.
Like, I didn't have sex for the past 8 months, so...
Really?
Well, I have,
so you're really picky, huh? Even
I have 3 vibros, thanks God! But, like, once in a while, you need to rest stuff, so, you know...
Do you use them
well,
all at the
last
same time?
Last time I used my vibros so much, he broke.
It
so
broke.
I'm like, shit, I need 3 of them. So if one broke, I have
see,
like
a backup.
Backup.
You need like an emergency one.
Yeah.
And a backup
in the middle.
I have a small, let me tell you something really funny. I was traveling last time and I have a really small vibro, like the size of a lipstick.
Right.
Like an emergency traveling
like a
one,
pocket
whatever.
Rocket, they
really
call
small.
It?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. but it looked like a lipstick.
Yeah.
And I passed through the security in the airport, and the guy's like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, that's just my Vibro. And it was like 10 people around me, like everybody freak out. Nobody was talking anymore. The guy's like, oh, have a good flight. I'm like, thank you, I will. That was kind of funny, you know. I actually want to have my own sex toy line, like a sex toy line.
Right.
And I want my own blow up doll, because a lot of people say, oh my God, you all plastic, you look like a blow up doll. I should make money from it.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
So I want to have a Frenchie blow up
like doll.
I just need
yeah.
to find a producer and
yeah, don't get the blow ups are not good
me.
Anymore. They have the real doll now. Where it
what?
Looks
yeah.
real.
What do you mean?
Have you seen that?
No.
It looks
like
very
synthetic,
real.
You know, material.
Yeah, it's
and
like
people
you touch
have relationships
it.
With them.
Yeah.
Well, I want a blow up doll who just look like me and maybe speak French a little bit, and then you just say shut up and I suck your cock, something
yeah.
like that.
I know. Record.
A big fan. Yeah.
Record Pepe Le Pew and he'll talk
yeah,
for the
yeah,
doll,
exactly.
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'm the locksmith of love, no?
That would be so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
But yeah, if I do have a boyfriend, I'm very sexual. I want to have sex like 3 to 5 times a day. So
right.
I'm like very
so
extreme.
So how can you go like 8 months without?
Because I'm like very intense. It's either black or white. It's no gray. So it's either I don't have sex at all, or if I have somebody, I just want to have you 3 to 5 times a day.
Wow.
So it's like, you know what we say? Yeah. If you have sex all the time, you want more.
Right.
But if you don't, then you call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
How to,
is it easy finding guys that will have it 5 times a day?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't have a boyfriend for years.
Right. But what about
But I'm pretty
that?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I like guys who are really young.
Right.
I like 25, 26.
Yeah. So they can
so
stay
they can
hard
keep
for
with
a long
me.
Time,
they seem like
right?
they have good stamina, huh?
They can keep with me better, yeah.
yeah.
Because us women, after 30, we're actually more sexually active.
Right.
But for the guys, the contrary.
Right.
So I like the 25-year-old. I think it's just perfect.
Sounds good. But you wow. said you like to have big penis, right?
Well, if he's bigger,
why is that
yeah.
important?
Well,
why is
I mean,
that important?
Because, like, if your cock is too small, I'm not going to feel nothing. It's rubbish.
I see. Okay.
It's rubbish.
It's just rubbish.
And I don't have sex that much, so it better be good if I do.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's your size limit? I mean, what you...
Like,
let me ask you this. Let's say you get into bed with a guy, and then you realize he's not big. What are you going to do?
Well, if he's really hot, and he has a beautiful face and a nice body, like,
then
if he's hot
care,
one time,
right?
it's okay.
I see.
And he better know how to lick my pussy, you know?
I see, okay.
And if he's good like that, and he can still take care of me, I might keep seeing him.
Right.
But if he's sick, it's like, you're done.
Right, so he's got to be a good lover,
oral.
Too, right?
Yeah. Maybe if he's a really good person, and he can still take care of me,
right.
I might stay with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then if you love somebody, like, you're going to love the person no matter what. But if it's just for fun, I was like, screw that.
Yeah.
Like if it's no feeling, I would be like, I don't call you back, you know?
Yeah. So you've got to have some feelings there too. You can't just have anonymous sex.
Well, I can have sex with you if you're really hot, because I'm very sexual. But I don't find nobody I like when I go out.
Really?
Just to ask you, what kind of guys approach you, or do you approach them, or how does that work? What do you find?
If I do like you, like I will come to you right away and I would be like, oh my God, you're hot. Do you have a number? Maybe we can hang out another time or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But it's very rare when I crush on somebody. I have to have a crush to wanna fuck you, and it doesn't happen often.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But if I do, most of the time the guy is either gay or they have a girlfriend already. There's always something going on. Like the guy somehow is not available.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I love gay guys because they take care of them so good,
right.
and I'm very attracted to the smooth baby. Like baby boy look like a candle.
Really?
Candles. Uh-huh. And a lot of guys like that. Okay.
Like Justin Bieber, do you have the hots for him?
No, he's too young. No, he's too much like a kid.
Robbie
I don't
the
like that at all. I like a which celebrity can I think of? Chris Pine, the movie star.
Oh, okay.
Or
So Bret Michaels was too old for you, right?
Yeah, but Bret is really hot for his age. But I didn't fuck him anyway. Bret actually told me. I'm going to give him a heart attack, and he couldn't understand me. He told me directly, he's like, Frenchie, you have to stop. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Really?
You are too aggressive.
Can't keep up with you.
Because I think Brett is just used to girl who just threw himself at him and do whatever he wants.
Right.
But I'm really aggressive. I was like, get your fucking ass here. Like, I want to play. And she was like, whoa. Like, I don't think he like girl who are dominant.
Yeah.
He likes to be the head honcho.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm really controlling. That's another thing. Like, most guys, like, will freak out. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's why the young thing works, because young guys...
Yeah, because they kind of don't care, and
they
want
like to be
fun,
taught,
and they probably like it because I'm older.
Yeah, there you go.
You're wise.
And you're wild and wise, yeah. All right, well, we are out of time, but you're going to have to come back. There's still a lot we have to
I will
to
definitely
you,
come
you know?
Back, because I have a lot of stuff in the works. Just make sure you go to my Twitter, twitter.com/VH1Frenchie, and follow me, and if you want to talk to me, I always reply to all my fans.
Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're on Facebook too, right?
Yeah. yeah, Facebook. Oh, I have like so many Facebook, but my two main pages. Angelique, Frenchie, Morgan.
Okay. So, yeah.
Just go to Twitter and I can send you the link.
Yeah. Better. And Stephanie, what about you? Anything upcoming that you want us to know about?
Yeah. I'm interviewing Gene Simmons on my show soon, and Frenchie's interview will be on stephaniesrockshow.com or YouTube. I want to touch you 11. So.
Right. Now, are you guys on the internet too? Because can we hear you on the internet?
Yes. Hard Rock Radio Live. If you just go to Stephanie with an F, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, rockshow.com, it's links and it's a big hub to all my radio shows and stuff like that.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for coming. We really
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
guys.
Maybe I'll give you a lap dance next time.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and Sarah,
he just got hard and he can't think
to
talk.
Exactly. I can't even talk anymore. Kira's going
to
kill me.
Sorry, I'll give you a hard on.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.